You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, it is Monday, 2:06 p.m., but let me move to my comments. And I'm going to go ahead and just put a warning out there, trigger warning. You ready? Boomer, I'm giving folks a trigger warning. It's just, you know, some of them need this. But listen, for those of my liberal progressive followers who like to take issue with virtually anything that I say on social media, go ahead and prepare to be triggered. I'm going there. I'm going there with this, the source of all consternation and the symbol of what too many of the liberal progressive wing of society have the concern of being the root cause of all the great divide public discourse. I'm talking, of course, about the Bible. I'm actually going to reference the Bible today, so liberals, trigger warning. Hang on. All right, the first thing I want to point out, though, is that I do believe the Bible, but I'm not asking you to suspend any of your own disbeliefs in the concepts of a loving and omnipresent God or of Jesus being Savior. I do believe those things to be true, but today I'm looking at the Bible as what many have forgotten to acknowledge it as. It's a source of historical record. It's also a source of cultural commentary. You see, the Bible is both those things. It has transcended time with no changes, a literal recounting of times and places and cultures and forgotten peoples and cultural divides and wars and famines and natural disasters. Biblical scholar Josh McDowell, in his book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, he recounted the facts of things like biblical archaeology and the biblical historical record as part of the proof of God's existence that caused him to convert to Christianity after first having been an atheist. I mean, literally, he was challenged to go and prove the Bible wrong if he can. But he came to the logical conclusion that in the absence of being able to prove that it was wrong, that he must accept that it could therefore be right. And a choice of his heart was made with his head. Well, in that vein, an interesting study emerged earlier this year. One recounting of it can be found on the website Religion News Services from April 20th of 2022. Archaeologist Stephen Collins is the lead on an ongoing archaeological dig near the Dead Sea at a site known as Tal el-Hammam. In the course of the dig, Collins' team from Trinity Southwestern University found overwhelming evidence of an apocalyptic event. They're digging up a town that seems to have a series of melted rooftops and disintegrated pottery and unusual patterns on rock formations that are generally associated with intense heat. Evidence that for several centuries after whatever event that was that destroyed the 100 acres of the site, then lay fallow with no growth. In the journal Nature, he finally conceded that the incineration at that location, the timing and the evidence of the incineration, all appeared to match the biblical recounting of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the recounting that I read said that by daring to postulate this finding, that Collins even brought down the academic version of hellfire on himself. But yet experts from 19 different research institutions are said to have agreed with Collins that the findings indicate that a massive airburst or a comet did destroy the community at Tal el-Hammam in an area and in the approximate timing of the biblical Sodom and Gomorrah. So let's assume for a minute that the findings of Collins' team are in fact Sodom and Gomorrah. If so, does it lend credibility to the biblical story? And I would say yes, it does. Although some will be quick to point out the timing's not perfect or that the biblical recounting of Lot and his family fleeing with the advice of angels is just too fanciful for them. All right, fine. What about the rest of the story, though? Because remember, the Bible is not just a historical record. It's also a commentary on the culture of the time. What about the rest of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, a city that had become so depraved that strangers passing through were no longer safe, that overly sexualized and often violent individuals felt so bold that they could bang on the door of a neighbor's house and demand that he send out the male guests that had come and arrived at his house so that the men of the town could rape them? In a world that now sees drag queens exposing themselves to children like we saw this past weekend in Chattanooga, does the biblical account of the behavior of the men of Sodom and Gomorrah seem that far-fetched? And the simple answer is no. So why then are we shocked to find out that what is described as having occurred 1,500 to 1,700 years ago in B.C. may in fact be repeating itself? I used to read scripture and hear about biblical accounts of child sacrifice and think, wow, what does it take to get a society to the point that sacrificing their children is just considered normal? And then last week, in the midst of the liberal rage against the Supreme Court for daring to limit abortion, the Biden FBI had a Catholic pro-life activist arrested at his home in the presence of his wife and seven children for allegedly shoving an abortion activist who was shouting obscenities in the face of the man's young son. An incident which allegedly occurred 2 years ago. An incident which the abortion activist already tried to sue the man for, only to have the case dismissed. Or consider Stacey Abrams, the erstwhile genius of the liberal left, who recently announced in a public forum that the notion of a heartbeat in the womb at 6 weeks is a fallacy. It's a mistruth calculated by men to keep women subjugated, she says. Whatever. The truth is that we're seeing the ease with which segments of society have come to the notion that sacrificing a child is okay as long as it suits the needs of the one doing the sacrificing, and that they will do anything it takes to stop anyone from speaking out against it. Not far from biblical standards again, are we? But the Old Testament is not out of line with the New Testament. Biblical archaeology and biblical cultural recounting continues well throughout the New Testament as well, and Jesus dealt with it firsthand when he rebuked his own disciples for trying to keep children from asking for his attention. In a moment of very candid concern for the well-being of children overall, Jesus told the listeners in Matthew 18 that when it comes to children, and here's the quote, and I'm quoting this from the Message translation, it says, "If you give them a hard time bullying or taking advantage of their simple trust, you'll soon wish you hadn't. You'd better be dropped off in the middle of the lake with a millstone around your neck." So doomed to the world for giving these God-believing children a hard time. Hard times are inevitable, but you don't have to make it worse, and it's doomsday to you if you do. And like I said, that's Matthew 18, 6 and 7 in the Message translation. Well, see, here's the bottom line, y'all. Me personally, I choose to take the Bible literally. I personally believe that it is the unerring Word of God, but even if you don't, you would have to at the very least give it some due for its ability to recite the records of historical culture and geography and world events. And it seems to be perpetuating itself again. As Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Evil still wants our kids. Evil still walks among us. Evil still bangs on the door and demands access to our precious children. And I believe that God's position on that is clear. So drag queen pedophiles and the parents who will sacrifice their children to the little g gods of culture and enlightenment deserve nothing more than a millstone necklace. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I guarantee you, based upon some of the commentary I got for this weekend for daring to question some of what I just called out right there, I guarantee you somebody in this audience got triggered. I'm okay with that. Liberals need a trigger warning every time they hear the words Right Side Radio. But folks, I'm just serious. The Bible, even if you don't believe the contents of faith that are in the Bible, it is a historical and cultural record that has to be given some due. And the things that we're reading about, well, they're coming back around. And we're seeing them in our daily news now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.